This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Mycardis Plus. Active ingredients, telmisartan and hydrochlorothiazide. This leaflet provides important information about taking Mycardis Plus. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Mycardis Plus. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Mycardis Plus? Mycardis Plus contains the active ingredients telmisartan and hydrochlorothiazide. Mycardis Plus is used to lower high blood pressure. Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps get your blood around your body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or worried you are. You have hypertension, high blood pressure, when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm and relaxed. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems, including stroke, heart disease and kidney failure. There are usually no signs of hypertension. The only way of knowing that you have hypertension is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. How Mycardis Plus works. Mycardis Plus contains telmisartan and hydrochlorothiazide in one single tablet. These two active ingredients help to reduce blood pressure in different ways. Telmisartan belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin II receptor blockers. Telmisartan works by blocking the effect of angiotensin II, a substance which causes blood vessels to narrow, thus increasing blood pressure. When the effect of angiotensin II is blocked, your blood vessels relax, and your blood pressure goes down. Hydrochlorothiazide belongs to the group of medicines called diuretics. Diuretics help to reduce the amount of excess fluid in the body by increasing the amount of urine produced. They help with lowering blood pressure, particularly when used with other blood pressure lowering medicines. What should I know before I take Mycardis Plus? Warnings. Do not take Mycardis Plus if you have an allergic reaction to telmisartan or hydrochlorothiazide, the two active ingredients in Mycardis Plus, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Signs of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, hypersensitivity to sulfonamide-containing medicines, severe liver disease, severe kidney disease, problem with the flow of bile from the gallbladder, cholestasis, or biliary obstructive disorders, low potassium levels in the blood, high calcium levels in the blood, low sodium levels that is treatment resistant, low blood volume causing very low blood pressure, a disease with painful, swollen joints caused by uric acid crystals, gout, diabetes, or kidney disease, and you are taking medicine used to treat high blood pressure, aliskiren. Check with your doctor if you have any of the following medical conditions, especially liver problems, kidney problems, heart problems, diabetes, high cholesterol levels, a condition with raised aldosterone levels, primary hyperaldosteronism, or Kohn's syndrome, fructose intolerance, galactose intolerance, recent severe diarrhea or vomiting, asthma, a disease affecting the skin, joints, and kidney, systemic lupus erythematosus, eye problems, skin cancer. Tell your doctor if you experienced breathing or lung problems, including inflammation or fluid in the lungs following hydrochlorothiazide intake in the past. Tell your doctor if you are following a very low salt diet. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take Mycardis Plus if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Like other similar medicines, it may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking Mycardis Plus. Do not take Mycardis Plus if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if telmisartan or hydrochlorothiazide, the active ingredients in Mycardis Plus, pass into breast milk, and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. Do not take Mycardis Plus if you have a rare hereditary condition of fructose intolerance. The maximum recommended daily dose of Mycardis Plus contains 169 mg of sorbitol, in the 40/12.5 tablets, and approximately 338 mg of sorbitol, in the 80/12.5 and 80/25 tablets. Do not take Mycardis Plus if you have a rare hereditary condition of galactose intolerance. The maximum recommended daily dose of Mycardis Plus contains 112 mg of lactose monohydrate, in the 40/12.5 and 80/12.5 tablets, and 99 mg of lactose monohydrate, in the 80/25 tablets. Do not give Mycardis Plus to a child under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children and teenagers up to 18 years of age have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Mycardis Plus may interfere with each other. These include any other medicines used to treat high blood pressure such as beta blockers, heart medicines such as digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure, or antiarrhythmic medicines. Other diuretics, or fluid tablets, medicines used to help the kidneys get rid of salt and water, by increasing the amount of urine produced. Laxatives. Potassium supplements, or potassium-containing salt substitutes. Medicines, or salt substitutes which may increase your potassium levels. Amphotericin B, a medicine used to treat fungal infections. Penicillin antibiotics used to treat bacterial infections. Alcohol. Sleeping tablets. Lithium, a medicine used to treat certain mental illnesses. Medicines used to treat depression. Antipsychotics, medicines used to treat certain mental and emotional conditions. Antiepileptics, medicines used to treat epilepsy or fits. Strong pain-killing medicines. Medicines for diabetes, oral tablets, or capsules, or insulin. Powder or granules used to help reduce cholesterol. Corticosteroid medicines such as prednisolone, cortisone, or ACTH, a hormone. Aspirin. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents, medicines used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation including arthritis. Medicines used to treat gout. Medicines used to increase blood pressure, such as noradrenaline. Cyclosporin, a medicine used to help prevent organ transplant rejection, or to treat certain problems with the immune system. Calcium supplements, or medicines containing calcium. Vitamin D supplements. Anticholinergic medicines, which can be used to treat Parkinson's disease, relieve stomach cramps, or prevent travel sickness. Amantadine, a medicine used to treat Parkinson's disease, or to prevent influenza. Medicines used to treat cancer. Cytotoxic medicines. These medicines may be affected by Mycardis Plus, or may affect how well it works. Other medicines used to treat high blood pressure may have an additive effect with Mycardis Plus in lowering your blood pressure. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Mycardis Plus. How do I take Mycardis Plus? How much to take? The usual dose for adults is 1 Mycardis Plus 40/12.5 tablet once a day. If your blood pressure is still too high after 4 to 8 weeks of starting treatment, your doctor may increase your dose to 1 Mycardis Plus 80/12.5 tablet once a day. If your blood pressure is still not satisfactorily controlled with Mycardis Plus 80/12.5, your doctor may increase your dose to 1 Mycardis Plus 80/25 tablet once a day. It is important to take Mycardis Plus exactly as your doctor or pharmacist has told you. When to take Mycardis Plus? Take Mycardis Plus around the same time each day, either morning or evening, with or without food. How to take Mycardis Plus? Swallow the tablet whole with a full glass of water. If you forget to take Mycardis Plus, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much Mycardis Plus, If you think that you have taken too much Mycardis Plus, you may feel dizzy, lightheaded, or faint, your heartbeat may be faster or slower than usual, you may experience dehydration, nausea, drowsiness, and muscle spasm, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Mycardis Plus? Things you should do. Stop taking Mycardis Plus and call your doctor straight away if you develop an unexpected abnormal lump, bump, ulcer, sore, or colored area on the skin, skin lesion during the treatment. Treatment with hydrochlorothiazide, particularly long-term use with high doses, may increase the risk of some types of skin and lip cancer, non-melanoma skin cancer. Develop any severe shortness of breath or difficulty breathing after taking Mycardis Plus. Become pregnant while taking Mycardis Plus. You should make sure that you protect your skin from sun exposure and UV rays while taking Mycardis Plus. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Tell your doctor that you are taking Mycardis Plus if you are about to be started on any new medicine. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, have not taken Mycardis Plus exactly as prescribed. Tell your doctor if you feel that Mycardis Plus is not helping your condition. Things you should not do. Do not take Mycardis Plus to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking Mycardis Plus or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Tell your surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking Mycardis Plus if you plan to have surgery. It may affect other medicines during surgery, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Mycardis Plus affects you. Like other medicines used to treat high blood pressure, Mycardis Plus may cause sleepiness, dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people. Do not drive, operate machinery, or perform hazardous physical activity if you experience any of these side effects. You may feel dizzy or lightheaded when you begin to take Mycardis Plus, especially if you are also taking a diuretic or fluid tablet, or if you are dehydrated. If you feel dizzy or lightheaded and you wish to stand up, you should do so slowly. If you exercise, or if you sweat, or if the weather is hot, you should drink plenty of water. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your Mycardis Plus in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius and protect from light and moisture. Keep the tablets in the blister strip until it is time to take a dose. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal if you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Breathing-related disorders. Flu-like symptoms. Infections of the air passages. Shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. Chest pain. A feeling of tension or fullness in the nose, cheeks and behind the eyes, sometimes with a throbbing ache, sinusitis. Stomach-related disorders. Dry mouth. Nausea, vomiting. Change in bowel movements, e.g. constipation or diarrhea. Stomach pain or discomfort, abdominal pain, dyspepsia, gastritis. Flatulence, wind, or excessive gas in the stomach or bowel. General body-related disorders. Back pain. Dizziness or lightheadedness when you stand up, postural hypotension, pins and needles, leg pain or cramps in legs, rash or redness or itchiness of skin, aching muscles or aching joints not caused by exercise or muscle spasms, changes in the levels of potassium or sodium or uric acid in your blood. Such changes are usually detected by a blood test. Symptoms that may indicate low sodium levels in the blood, such as headache, dizziness, confusion, forgetfulness, weakness, unsteadiness, or difficulty concentrating, sleep disturbances, or trouble sleeping, increased sweating, impotence, nervous system disorders, fainting, dizziness, spinning sensation, feeling anxious, depression, eye-related disorders, decrease in vision, or pain in your eyes due to high pressure, possible signs of fluid accumulation in the vascular layer of the eye, or acute angle closure glaucoma, eye pain, abnormal or blurred vision, heart-related disorders, chest pain, changes in heart rhythm, or increased heart rate, liver-related problems. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Immune system disorders. Developing or worsening of a disease called systemic lupus erythematosus, which affects the skin, joints, and kidney. Breathing-related disorders. Acute respiratory distress, which is a very rare but possible side effect. Signs include severe shortness of breath, fever, weakness, and confusion. Skin-related disorders. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Severe and sudden onset of pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives or nettle rash. Increased sensitivity of the skin to the sun with symptoms of sunburn, such as redness, itching, swelling, blistering, which may occur more quickly than normal. Any changes to your skin, including lips. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you experience symptoms like feeling very thirsty, sleepy, sick, or vomiting, a dry mouth, general weakness, restlessness, seizures, fits, confusion, muscle pain, or cramps, passing less urine than normal, and a very fast heart rate. It may mean that the hydrochlorothiazide part of myocarditis plus is having an excessive effect. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects that you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Myocarditis Plus contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Myocarditis Plus 40/12.5 to 40 mg telmisartan and 12.5 mg hydrochlorothiazide per tablet. Myocarditis Plus 80/12.5 to 80 mg telmisartan and 12.5 mg hydrochlorothiazide per tablet. Myocarditis Plus 80/25 to 80 mg telmisartan and 25 mg hydrochlorothiazide per tablet. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Maize starch. Iron oxide red Ci7-7-4-9-1. In Myocarditis Plus 40/12.5 tablet and Myocarditis Plus 80/12.5 tablets. Or iron oxide yellow Ci7-7-4-9-2. In Myocarditis Plus 80/25 tablets. Magnesium stearate. Meglumine. Microcrystalline cellulose. Povidone. Lactose monohydrate. Sodium hydroxide. Sodium starch glycolate type A. Sorbitol. Potential allergens. Lactose monohydrate, sorbitol. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Myocarditis Plus looks like. Myocarditis Plus is the brand name of your medicine. Myocarditis Plus tablets are available in three strengths. 40/12.5, 80/12.5 and 80/25 tablets. Myocarditis Plus 40/12.5 tablets are oblong white red, biconvex, two-layer tablets, possibly with red specks in the white layer. The white face is marked with H4 and the Boehringer Ingelheim Company symbol. Ostar 8-2-4-1-6. Myocarditis Plus 80/12.5 tablets are oblong white red, biconvex, two-layer tablets, possibly with red specks in the white layer. The white face is marked with H8 and the Boehringer Ingelheim Company symbol. Ostar 8-2-4-1-8. Micardis plus 80/25 tablets are oblong white yellow, biconvex, two-layer tablets, possibly with yellow specks in the white layer. The white face is marked with H9 and the Boehringer Ingelheim Company symbol. Ostar 1, 4, 3, 7, 6, 1. Micardis plus tablets are available in blister packs of 7, sample, 14, 28, 56, and 98 tablets. Not currently distributed in Australia. Who distributes Micardis Plus? Micardis Plus tablets are supplied in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308. Sydney, Australia. www.boehringeringelheim.com.au. Micardis is a registered trademark of Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. 2024. This leaflet was prepared in November 2024.